The Emergency Committee for Israel, Brookings, Heritage, AIPAC, WINEP, GINSA, PNAC, CNAS, the AEI, FPI, CFR, and CSP. It sure does seem sometimes like the war party's got the foreign policy debate in D.C. all locked up. But not quite. Check out the Council for the National Interest at councilforthenationalinterest.org. They put America first, opposing our government's world empire, and especially their Middle Eastern madness. That's the Council for the National Interest at councilforthenationalinterest.org. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. My website is scotthorton.org. You can find all my interview archives there, more than 2,700 of them now going back to 2003. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at /Scott Horton Show. All right, next up is Kevin Zeiss from Voters for Peace and comehomeamerica.us and bradleymanning.org. Oh, and he's a lawyer, so he can tell us expert stuff about legal things. Welcome back to the show, Kevin. How the hell are you?
Great, Scott. 2,700 shows?
Well, just interviews. There's a lot more shows than that.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Yep, they're all there in one big list at scotthorton.org if you want to check it out. I've been right about everything this whole time, and I can prove it. No, and I've been interviewing people like you who helped me to be right, by teaching me stuff. So, here's the deal. We've got about 11 minutes for you to tell me everything I need to know about Bradley Manning's day in court, military court yesterday. Go ahead.
Great. Well, it was quite a day. It was, I think, a really turning point day, and people can read the full transcript of what Manning said in his 35-page document at AlexaO'Brien.com. She transcribed it because the court has not made it public and the government is keeping it secret, so we want the public to know what Manning said. He explained everything he did, why he went through the process of leaking documents on the Guantanamo Bay prison, on Afghanistan, on Iraq, on the diplomatic cables, on various U.S. military slaughters and videos around the world. He explained every step of the way why he did it, and it basically was all for the right reasons. It's all what we suspected. Manning was a guy who saw illegality, he saw war crimes, he saw unethical behavior, and thought the American public should see it so there would be a debate. He was correct to say that these were some of the most important documents ever released to the public and gives us a real opportunity to understand our foreign policy better. As he said, it clears the fog of war. So we cannot make these mistakes in the future. He did it for patriotic reasons. He wants a better foreign policy, and he wants the American public to be part of that development. So I think it was really an impressive display. And what it also was a display of someone taking responsibility for his actions. He didn't plead to what the government accused him of. He went through the government's accusations and changed them, amended them, and pled to what he thinks he's guilty of. And that was 10 offenses. Each carrying up to a 2-year sentence, a potential of 20 years in jail. He refused to plead to the accusation that the government makes that he's aiding the enemy or that he's committing espionage. He didn't see himself doing that, and there's not much evidence that he did. In fact, he did explain how he was sharing documents that he thought were not going to harm U.S. national security except to embarrass U.S. officials for policy mistakes as he saw them. So it's a taking a responsibility moment for Manning. It was very impressive, and now it really comes down to working our best we can to make sure he gets a fair sentence, and I think a fair sentence would be time served. We'll see what we can end up with there.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, this was not a plea deal, right?
He did not have any kind of bargain. I should mention that. Yeah, it's very important. There was no plea negotiation, no plea bargain. Manning did this on his own with the advice of his lawyer, David Coombs. He just did what he admitted to what he says he did. He took responsibility, and there's no plea bargain. So what can happen now is the government can continue to prosecute him for the offenses they want to accuse him of. And so this is not over. The court-martial that could happen in June is likely to still happen. I don't expect the government to back down. They've always wanted to make an example of Manning to discourage anyone else from telling the truth. And exposing war crimes and criminal behavior of our diplomatic corps. And so I expect that we'll see a court-martial still in this case. And so that's going to be, something we're going to have to work on, continue to work on.
Mm. All right, well, so the fact is that all this aiding the enemy stuff is a bunch of hooey. And so is it possible that this strategy may I call it a strategy? You're saying he's being open and honest, but obviously his lawyer has decided that this is the right thing to do, too. Is it possible that the judge will see this and say, yeah, you've pled guilty to everything that you are guilty of, and dismiss the rest?
That's very possible. See, I mean, one other decision he made yesterday, or announced yesterday, was that rather than going with a jury trial, where you have two-thirds of the jurors need to agree in a military court to guilt, and three-quarters need to agree to a sentence that's over 10 years. So it's not a unanimous a jury pool, like in the civilian court, and the members of the so-called jury, they call it a panel, the members of the panel would be selected by the convening authority, which is the general in the area. So Manning decided yesterday and announced in court, through his lawyer, that they would have a trial. The trial would be conducted by the judge. The judge would decide guilt or innocence, and the judge would decide the sentence. And so I think throughout this whole process, David Coombs installed himself to be upfront and honest and direct with the judge, developed a very strong relationship. Bradley Manning, when he testified for 9 hours and when he read his statement yesterday and answered questions from the judge throughout the afternoon, it was a full day, you know, 8-hour event for Manning yesterday. He showed himself to be forthright, taking responsibility, explaining why he did what he did. So I think all that should be in his favor. Now, of course, we're in a military system, and in the military system, people who go outside the chain of command and disclose information are not looked on very well. So I'm sure the judge, who is, you know, a careerist and has been in that system her whole life, you know, she has a different view of what is the right thing to do than Manning does. So it'll be interesting to see how she handles this.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, a couple of things there. First of all, by taking full responsibility, the way you say, he really kind of poured cold water on any possible future that the prosecutors, you know, probably had in mind, that he would take any kind of deal in exchange for pointing the finger at Julian Assange and saying that WikiLeaks convinced him to do it. That way, WikiLeaks being protected journalists under the First Amendment,
He closed that gate for the military. He was very clear in his opinion, in his statement. He spent a lot of time talking about his dealings with WikiLeaks, and he spent a lot of time about how he uploaded the documents, how he didn't know who he was communicating with at WikiLeaks. He had suspicions of several possibilities, including Assange, but he didn't know who it was. And he made it very clear, emphatically clear, that nobody pressured him to release these documents, that he takes full responsibility for making that decision, and it was a decision of his by himself. And so he closed that possibility. There's no way the military is going to use Manning to implicate Assange. He made it clear Assange is not implicated, that whoever he's talking to at WikiLeaks didn't pressure him. He made these decisions on his own and takes full responsibility for them. So he closed out that. He made it very hard now, I think, for the government to make an espionage conspiracy case between Assange and Manning.
Now, Kevin, I know there's some kind of whistleblower protections for the military, but well, there supposedly are for in the civilian part of the government as well, but they don't really ever seem to apply. But it sounds like you're saying that he certainly made the case that he didn't mean harm, that he thought it was his duty to expose harm in this case, simple as that. Can the judge technically cite that and say, oh, well, in that case, this is a protected thing? Like if, say, for example, you to murder a grandmother and you refused and turned him in?
Most of the whistleblower statutes require you to go through the chain of command. So Manning is not going to be protected by the whistleblower statutes. But I do think you're right. He did make it very clear that his intention was not to harm the government, that the initial documents from Afghanistan and Iraq were years old. They were low-level intelligence secrecy documents that hundreds of thousands had access to, and so they were not a threat to national security. And he looked at the diplomatic cables, which were more recent, but also equally low-level, and he reviewed them very closely and decided that they were not a threat to national security. So he actually looked at that and evaluated it before he sent the documents in. He did not want to harm any diplomats. He did not want to harm any soldiers. He was very clear that the only thing he was doing here was putting out information. And he thought, and I think he's correct, were some of the most important documents released in history. I think we'll see that in our future history. People will review these documents thoroughly and create a tremendous day-to-day picture of a faltering U.S. empire. Mm-hmm. But I think he was also very careful not to do anything that would harm.
I mean, that's such an important point that,
yes, it is.
You know, some people even accuse WikiLeaks of all just being a big CIA modified limited hangout, as Richard Nixon would say. Because they are just secret and confidential level documents. But that's what's so great about them is that they expose such horrible things, but in such a barely classifiable kind of a way. And so now we're seeing that because Manning very deliberately chose the ones that he chose. I don't know if he was excluding individual cables from batches, or whether he was excluding batches based on what might be involved, or in terms of details, that kind of thing. But you're saying he explained how very careful he was that he wasn't putting any Americans in jeopardy. These things were very scandalous, but not top secret, not the kind of thing. You know, they're the kind of thing that can only undermine things that the American government is not supposed to be doing, right? Not
exactly.
Our important protection of our vital national interests, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly right. And if we had a sensible society that could focus on what our foreign policy really does, and this has been a problem for a long time. We have an article, Margaret Flowers and I have an article on Truthout right now about Korea. And the history there will blow you away. I mean, it's history that no one in the United States cares about. You know, our first invasion of Korea was the 1880s. It's amazing how long we've been abusing that country that we forced to divide after World War II. But and the slaughter that occurred in the U.S. occupation of South Korea is an amazing history that we don't hear about. But so we have a real long-term problem with the empire history. And these documents should be an opportunity for a real discussion. A discussion that's long overdue, and we really could change the direction of our foreign policy in a much more positive way if we would learn from what we've actually done. So I hope that, Manning taking responsibility, exposing these documents, makes a difference. I really thank Alexa O'Brien. As I said, you can go to Alexa O'Brien's website or Twitter feed, and you can get linked to the full statement he made. It's alexaobrien.com. And read this statement, because it's a real historic and important document and really puts the Manning case in context. And keep on top of BradleyManning.org to your listeners. That's where the action really is on this case. So I hope you get involved and go to that and help to protect this guy who's now taken responsibility and is very clearly a whistleblower.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Everybody, okay. That is Kevin Zeese from Voters for Peace. And from comehomeamerica.us, and check out BradleyManning.org. As he said, that's where you can find all the news and how to support Bradley Manning. And also you can find the link right there to this website, alexaobrien.com, and Bradley Manning's entire statement to the court. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here, inviting you to check out WallStreetWindow.com. It's a financial blog written by former hedge fund manager Mike Swanson, who's investing in commodities, mining stocks, and European markets. Wall Street Window is unique in that Mike shows people what he's really investing in and updates you when he buys or sells in his main account. Mike thinks his positions are going to go up because of all the money the Federal Reserve is printing to finance the deficit. See what happens at WallStreetWindow.com. And Mike's got a great new book coming out, so also keep your eye on writermichaelswanson.com for more details. Man, you need some Liberty stickers for the back of your truck. At LibertyStickers.com, they've got great state hate, like Pearl Harbor was an inside job. The Democrats want your guns. U.S. Army, die for Israel. Police brutality, not just for black people anymore. And government school, why you and your kids are so stupid. Check out these and 1,000 other great ones at LibertyStickers.com. And of course, they'll take care of all your custom printing for your band or your business at TheBumperSticker.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else's stickers suck. Hey everybody, Scott Horton here, inviting you to check out the Future Freedom Foundation at FFF.org. They've got a brand new website with new and improved access to more than 20 years worth of essays promoting the cause of liberty. And FFF's writers, including Jacob Hornberger, Jim Bovard, Sheldon Richman, Anthony Gregory, Wendy McElroy, and more, aren't just good. They're the best at opposing and discrediting our corrupt overlords in Washington and their warfare, welfare, regulatory police state. That's the Future Freedom Foundation's new and improved site at FFF.org. Hey ladies, Scott Horton here. If you would like truly youthful, healthy, and healthy-looking skin, there is one very special company you need to visit, Dagny & Lane, at dagnyandlane.com. Dagny & Lane has revolutionized the industry with a full line of products made from organic and all-natural ingredients that penetrate deeply with nutrient-rich ionic minerals and antioxidants for healthy and beautiful skin. That's Dagny & Lane at dagnyandlane.com. And for a limited time, add promo code SCOTT15 at checkout for a 15% discount.
So you're a libertarian, and you don't believe the propaganda about government awesomeness you were subjected to in fourth grade. You want real history and economics. Well, learn in your car from professors you can trust with Tom Woods' Liberty Classroom. And if you join through the Liberty Classroom link at scotthorton.org, we'll make a donation to support the Scott Horton Show. Liberty Classroom, the history and economics they didn't teach you.